Welcome to Open House, a program celebrating great things that great people are doing in this community to make it better. I'm Jerry Stelzfus. I'm guest hosting today's program, and I'm joined by Brandy Crago and Pam Hoffman, who are part of the ministry I want to talk to you about today. So Shining Stars is an incredible ministry that happens pretty much every evening, almost, in the arena building at the Freedom Valley Church, right?
That's correct.
So tell us about it. What does Shining Stars do exactly?
Shining Stars, our mission essentially is to provide therapeutic horsemanship programs to youth and adults with physical, mental, and emotional disabilities of some sort. And we offer it to pretty much as young as 18 months old to, we've had students in their 90s. And our goal is to invite them in, use our horses to connect with them and to love them and help them where they are.
That's such a beautiful ministry. I remember when you told me about this 23 years ago.
I talked to you about it, yeah.
Oh my goodness. I remember I had been talking about great vision to do things that make a difference in the world. And you came up and suggested this ministry to me and I thought you were crazy.
I remember.
You remember the look on my face?
I do.
I was like, what are you smoking, lady? There's no way this is ever going to work. And I was mostly concerned about, do you have any idea what it takes to run a ministry like this? And of course you did, and you have been running it ever since. Really incredible ministry. So what ages are the kids that we minister to in Shining Stars?
Our youngest has been 18 months, and then we have no limit. We've had a 99-year-old.
Come on.
No, really, driving program, seriously.
How did you get them on a horse?
That was in our cart driving program, so if they can't get on the back of a horse, if they're not physically able to, we have a cart driving program where they sit in the cart behind the horse and they actually drive that horse, rights and lefts, and we have some nursing homes that drive these folks to our arena, and they help them. They can get right in their wheelchair, right up onto the wheelchair cart.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. How does this affect a 99-year-old?
Oh, my goodness. For this particular lady, the situation, she was nonverbal. She wasn't speaking to hardly anyone. Her family would visit her. They wanted something that she could actually physically do and the family could come and enjoy with her. She got on the back of that horse and started talking to that horse while she was driving it. And there wasn't a dry eye in the house.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's astounding. And there's other programs you do as well. There's a program for military people?
Yes, we have a Stars and Stripes program for veterans of all eras. It's one we've had for quite a few years now, and it's open to anyone free of charge. And we're now getting to the point where it's pretty much every other weekend we're able to host this. And it's pretty much run by the veterans to serve what their needs are. In some cases, it's an opportunity.
What are their needs?
Many of them just want to connect with someone else who understand what it's like to go into combat or to be deployed or to be away from your family for that long. And it's hard. As much as I might want to be able to connect with them, if I haven't experienced it myself, it's really hard. But also some of the things that they see when they are deployed create some very traumatic difficulties for them when they return. So again, connecting with the horses through the Stars and Stripes program, they're really able to bond again, open up, find that trust factor again. And it's been remarkable when you see that happen with a veteran.
So, Brandy, you're the founder of this thing, who came to me with this crazy idea 20 bunch of years ago, I don't know.
Yeah.
And Pam, you are currently, what is the title that you enjoy today?
I'm the board president right now. Okay. And pretty much have been here since 2007 in some capacity, and I got drawn into it just like so many people who have been volunteering do. I had a young daughter who wanted to volunteer, and she couldn't drive, so I figured if I have to drive her every week to do this, I might as well do something myself too with it, and that's
really
how I connected with the program.
That's awesome.
And found immediately the heart that you had poured into it.
That's awesome.
And the impact it has.
So when you started this, you had some background with this kind of work, didn't you?
I had some knowledge of special needs I did some stunt work before that, prior to that.
And how does stunt work fit with special needs?
Well,
are you kidding?
No. We were asked to go into different hospitals because we would wear the cowboy hats and, you know, that from rodeos and Wild West shows. And I went into a, it was in Boston, and it was a burn unit for kids that had, severe burns. And just going in there and talking to them, we were warned they don't have lips, they don't have ears. I mean, the children are suffering. But the smile on their faces when we could bring in one of our horses or our ropes or anything just lit me up. And I knew I had to something at that point.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was drawn to that.
I have always wondered about how you go from stunt riding to ministry to handicapped kids.
Well, God put that on my heart from that point on. It had to be something with special needs. But God, can I interject here? When
you,
when I introduced this idea to you, you didn't just embrace, you catapulted this ministry, which would have never, I know you hate to hear this probably, we would have never been able to do this if you hadn't embraced us the way you did, Jerry. Not every church would do that.
No, but it was pretty easy to embrace. We had a brand new facility and we were looking for ways to serve the community, and it was a brilliant idea. For me, it was out of left field. I'd never saw this coming. I never saw this being a possibility. But it is an incredible ministry. It has been just growing like crazy. Tell us about some of the students that you worked with from those first years.
Okay.
So 23 years ago, you started working with students. Are you still in touch with them?
I stay in touch with a lot of them, even if they've aged out of the program. I don't want to say aged out because you can't age out of the program, but physically or cognitively, they're not able to get around anymore. So I do go to, I still, when I come to town, I'll go to some of the nursing homes and I'll visit, yes. Christina Finn would be one of those young girls who started
the very first year. I remember Christina.
She still looks at you as her pastor. She's at Margaret Mao and doing very well. She just celebrated her 40th birthday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow. But there is another one.
She was a kid back in the day.
She was a kid. She was a kid. There is another one who started with us the very first year. He's still riding with us. He was, and I'm allowed to give his first name, is Dominic. He joined us. He was only maybe 4 years old at the most.
Okay.
And he's the one who sat on the horse for the very first day, and we weren't quite adjusting his stirrups fast enough. He wanted to get moving, but he was nonverbal. And so he did everything he could. He'd motion his body and, like, make us get moving, and we always ask the kids before they ride whether they're verbal or not to say walk on, and the horses will walk. Whether they're verbal or not, if it's a tap to say walk on or verbally walk on, and if they can't, we do it for them. He got so frustrated with us that he said walk on. And his mom, everybody was blown away. Yeah, miracle.
That's a miracle.
He's still with us today riding.
So how would a person get in touch with Shining Stars? Let's say somebody's watching this right now and saying, boy, my child needs this, or I know a child that needs this. How do they get in touch and get started?
Probably the easiest way is our website is shiningstarstr.org, and they can read more about our programs, and they can the phone numbers are there as well.
Okay.
But that's probably the easiest way.
Shiningstarstr.org.
That's probably the easiest way for them
that's
to
awesome.
Learn about us, yes.
That's awesome. I can imagine people connecting. I know some kids, actually, that I've encouraged to connect and just haven't done it yet. So, how do you incorporate all ages into the program? Can you give some specifics on how you go with all ages in the program?
Yes. So we start. I said our youngest was 18 months. As long as we can get a helmet to fit that little head, because sometimes they're small, and we were able to find that.
Okay.
We get them in whatever capacity they can handle. This little boy was, we wanted to see if he'd separate from mom at the rail, because we don't know how the kids will respond. Put him on a horse and walk him away, and he absolutely was thrilled with the volunteers who can distract them and play games with them as they're doing that. And he was doing it for cerebral palsy issues.
Okay.
Didn't care if mom was anywhere around at that point. If they can't sit up, say they have no core strength, we have pads where they actually lay down. So that's
on
our
a horse?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yep, and they can work their muscles.
I've never seen that.
Yeah. The motion of the horse actually is three-dimensional, so it's forward and back and side to side and up and down. And there's very little equipment in a gym or built to accomplish that.
To do all that.
So every one of your muscles.
And that's one of the things that I find most remarkable, because having had no background when I came onto it, there's still this assumption by those who are not familiar with our program that it's horseback riding, just like other horseback riding programs. And I love the fact that pretty much every young person that is in the program, they look at it as their fun time. And I've told people, they spend, all of our clients, regardless of youth or adults, they spend so much of their days in very clinical settings. They have doctor's appointments, PT appointments, OT appointments, back and forth. And yet, so our goal has always been, when they come to our farm, to the arena, to wherever it is, that this is fun for them. This is their fun time. But yet, on a therapeutic side, to the point she's making, that three-dimensional movement of a horse, they're getting literal physical movement in their body that can't be replicated in any other way, that's actually helping them gain core strength or flexibility or whatever it is, or teaching them how to follow instructions, or to be able to tie, do this, this, then this, or to engage with other people because they've never been social. So it's just remarkable that they think it's a fun time, and the amazing outcomes you see is just so hard.
How long is a typical session for a kid?
It's 45-minute classes.
45 minutes, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, and they come once a week. They sign up for 9 weeks at this point straight. They can sign up for a spring session, a summer session, and a fall session.
Okay.
And then there's camps that are incorporating the same type of activities that they can do.
How long are the camps?
There's a week-long camp, and then there's half-day camps over Christmas break. There's things.
What do you mean by camp? What is a camp?
Okay, that's a good question, because they come in for half a day. They do a craft project. They do something with the horse, you know.
Okay.
Involves their horse, and then they do a little Bible lesson or something to go along with the class that they've just done with the horses.
Okay, interesting.
We are going to be introducing a new program here soon, and I'm really excited for it. It's called Horsetails. Mm-hmm. Yes, Horsetails, and it's intended to. We were speaking with a private donor who one of their core facets with their involvement in the community is impacting generational poverty. And reading is a big factor in that, and teaching children how to read at a very young age. So we've been talking to them about helping to fund this, and it's to, children will sign up, come in with their favorite book, and they literally have their little chair and sit in front of the horse's stall and read to them. And so they'll come, hoping to end up being like at a weekly program with them. But
that's interesting.
The connection, have you ever seen a child sit down with their dog and read to them? And they will be so engaged with that relationship.
Okay.
And children will do the same thing with a horse and look forward to, you know, learning to read and giving them the incentive to learning how to read so that they can come back again and read to their horse again. So,
Pam, you said your daughter was the volunteer that got you involved. Is she still involved somewhere?
She actually went to Wilson College did some studying there. But
she's famous for horse stuff.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Yes.
Horse programs.
She's involved on the periphery now when I need a hand doing something. But
awesome. So you have lots of volunteers.
Yes.
How many?
There's over 200 volunteers. Yeah, which is amazing.
Oof.
And volunteers actually are easier to find than you would imagine.
I can imagine it would be.
Yeah.
This is what I guess. A bunch of things surprised me about this program, but one of them was the sheer number of volunteers that you needed and how easy they were to get.
Mm-hmm.
We had lots of people at Freedom Valley who were involved. We have lots of people at Life Discovery Church that's involved now. It's an easy sell to encourage people to be involved, because it's a really, really great program. It really changes lives.
I think what we've found over the years with our volunteers, which is just, there's amazing programs in the community that are very well deserving and need volunteers, and without diminishing their role in any way, we have time and time again for 20-something years have over some of the same volunteers come back to us year after year after year after year. And to have over 200 volunteers come every year to support this program is just tremendous.
Do you have any special needs of volunteers right now?
Yeah, that come and help clean stalls. They have someone that comes with them, like a TSS, someone that just supports them while they're cleaning stalls or riding horses.
Well, these are handicapped kids,
mm-hmm.
do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we've done that since the beginning, too. It opened up.
That's a particular need right now.
We don't have a need for that, but if they want to come, we will incorporate them in our cleaning stores.
Are there any special volunteer needs now?
I would say right now, one of the areas outside of the any programmatic volunteering, which is done on a regular basis and volunteer sessions are held for that, is we're in this time in our program where in our organizational's history that we're managing two locations right now outside of the ones we've already done. We were fortunate enough and blessed to be able to purchase 60 acres to, in the future, build a new facility, hopefully very soon. But we're managing all of that property now. And volunteers that would be willing to help maintain mowing, weeding,
really?
That sort of thing. 60 acres is a big property to take care of right now when we're not actually operating out of that yet. So those sorts of, that would be a need right now.
How do they connect?
They could connect. You could,
same website,
but also our phone number is 717-451-9509. They could also call that number and tell them, you know, what they want to do. We won't turn a volunteer away. There is something a volunteer can help us with, without a doubt. But on a special needs side, as far as something that we have right now that I know we could use help with, that would be something that they could.
That's excellent.
So people that don't even like horses could come. You know, we've had people say, "I want to come."
People that don't like horses. Are there people that don't like horses?
I don't think
so. They're just, they've never been around them. They're big. They're scary. They're scary sometimes because they're large animals. It's a 1,000-pound animal that you've never been around before.
I grew up with horses and on a dairy farm, so I don't see them as big and scary. But I can see people would.
And then we've had other volunteers that say, "I came for the horses, but stayed because of the kids."
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think it's important that we have volunteer opportunities that are on a regular basis, to your point of our classes that we run weekly. But my schedule would not allow me to continue instructing and volunteering as I was initially. So there's always another place that we can find. In this case, I do my volunteering when the schedule fits for me, and I don't have that. Okay. So there's always something that we can do with volunteers.
So I imagine these are special horses you're using. I don't know, what do you call them?
Special horses.
Angels without wings.
What are the horse qualifications? What does a horse need to be chosen for Shining Stars?
That's a good question. So when I would be told, there is also on our website, there is a profile for if you want to donate a horse, what they really have to be doing. So they can look that up on the website as well. But a horse that is... I hate to say the word bomb-proof because there's really no such thing horses give me. But horses that don't get upset or nervous can be hauled easily because we do still haul our horses to the arena.
Yeah.
And horses that are fit and healthy, sound, we call that sound horses. Just a lot of exposure to the world, and that's our favorite horses. We do look at some that people have had on their property that used to be very involved in things like would be shown and things like that, that they haven't had time or their kids outgrew the desire to have a horse that still work good for our program.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when somebody offers a horse, you go through some kind of a rigorous testing.
Well, first, a lot of questions on the phone to see if that even is a qualification.
Okay.
And then, yes, we go look at that horse and make sure it's even what
we're
looking
for. None of the horses I ever owned would qualify, I'm pretty sure. I went for high-strung, energetic horses that were hard to handle, and I'm pretty sure they wouldn't work.
No, but that sounds like what you would like.
That is what I would like. So tell me about some of the new things coming out of Shining Stars these days. Pam, I think this goes to you. Brandy was the founder, but has since retired, which we tried to make illegal, but it failed somehow.
I don't know how.
We've had a new executive director in for over a year now. She's been here for just over a year, Dolly Greenholt. And we're very fortunate that Brandy is still very much involved in our board, and her historical knowledge is incredible for for us to continue. But we're really excited. In October of 2022, we settled on a 60-acre property in the Gettysburg area, the corner of Bonnox and Centennial. And in 4 months, we were able to... Well, actually, it's kind of funny because Brandy and I sat down with the owners of the property, and they'd never heard of us before. And we said, "We're interested in buying your property." And they were excited, and we said, "But we don't have any money." And we were not any intentions of buying a property. And I said, "Can you give us 3 months?" And they actually said yes, which was quite surprising. And it took us 4 months, But we raised the $1.3 million to pay cash for the property, which is just amazing. And it was definitely a God thing. There's no doubt about that. So the beauty about that is we weren't beholden to a mortgage, which really allowed us to do this in a financially responsible way. Yeah. And make sure that we weren't putting shining stars in anything that would
jeopardize. So that property is pretty much sitting empty at this point.
It is. It's sitting empty. We have moved a couple of our older horses over there just to make more room because our current farm is, 13 acres?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It is about 30. So we're kind of crowded in there. We're very crowded in there right now, not kind of. And so our goal is we've been working for the last couple of years both raising money for a new facility and to really refine what that facility looked like. It was an opportunity to do it exactly what we need now and what we'll need in 20 years. So
I know there's somebody watching today who has to figure out how to donate some of their parents' property or something. How will they do that? How would they make a major donation to Shining Stars?
They can call me directly, and I will help them do whatever they want to do.
They go to the Shining Stars, shiningstarstr.org.
Yes, shiningstarstr.org.
Website.
We have the unique capacity. We can do legacy grants, estate planning, and we can do stock exchanges, all those sorts of things. We can also do pledging over, specific for our capital campaign, we've been offering 3-year pledges that allow people to take a donation and break it out over a period of time.
Are you building there?
We are going to be breaking ground, hopefully. The very latest we're going to be doing this come spring is a 37,000 square foot therapeutic riding facility.
Ouch!
And it's very exciting. It will have a 22 stall horse barn. It will have office space that we'll actually be able to have an office and amazing client space. The client space I'm so excited for. A very large arena that allows us to do two programs at the same time if we wanted to, which we've had a waiting list for
years.
Which
would be probably the cart program and the horseback riding program.
We'll also have two large outdoor arenas. So we could have multiple programs going on at the same time.
Nice.
Which right now we're somewhat limited both for our space and our horses and how we can run our programs. So we're really excited. I love most is this has become a community project. We've had businesses step up and become a part of this. For example, there's a lighting manufacturing company in Hanover that actually designed the entire exterior fixtures that we're using on this as a whole new line that they'll be offering to their
clients.
You're
free to talk about who they are? Can we put their name out there so people can appreciate them?
This one I can certainly say. Hanover Lantern stepped up, and when we talked to them about it, and they created a whole new line, which is going to be beautiful.
Hanover Lantern. I love them.
We've had Classic Equine Equipment come on board, and they are known nationally for their very high-quality horse stalls and horse partitions.
Yes.
They are actually coming to our event this weekend. They sent some folks to our fundraiser we're having coming up. But it's been beautiful to watch the businesses come on board and find ways to do either in-kind donations or that sort of thing on it. So, yes, it's an exciting
project. How many students are currently involved?
There's 216 registered as of now.
Really? Mm-hmm. Wow. How many veterans? Does that include the veterans?
No. Yes.
Not necessarily for the
participants.
Correct. Yeah, for participants, that does include that. Yes.
Okay. 216 mm-hmm. grand total. Yeah. Awesome. Are there any new programs you're thinking about starting?
Well, there's a lot we didn't mention. So if people want to go to the website, there's a lot of programs. If a person really likes horses, but they don't want to get on the back of a horse, or they can't get on the back of a horse. There's something called Equine Connections. And this is where the horse will perform a behavior. They're asked to have the horse perform a behavior, and then they connect what is happening in their lives to what is happening with the horse's life. There's so many different unique things. But the website's a very good place to read up on every event or every program we have.
Okay. Wow. I got lost there in some questions that came up, and I didn't get them asked.
When you were asking about some of the new programs, some of the areas that we will have the tremendous capacity to expand that is a great need in the community when we move to our new facility, our veterans program is one of them. That's going to be our biggest one that we'll be able to expand even more. The other is our senior program. We found we're near multiple senior facilities, and when you get to that age at some point, the people you love around you have often passed, and as you get older, there's a lot, sometimes loneliness and depression that sets in. So we've got our Silver Stars program that that'll be able to expand dramatically. But it's really sweet because we have seniors who literally just come to the farm to walk around because they want to be in that environment. And it's so uplifting for them. And so
that's incredible.
Yeah, so those are some of the programs that will have the capacity to expand as well when we're in their new facility.
Great.
And we have an 82-year-old lady that still gets on the back of a horse.
Yes.
And before I retired, I had the privilege of teaching that class, and it is the best class ever. It's ladies in their 80s and 70s. And
really?
It has been so much fun.
I'll have to take your word for that. okay, so I lost my question just like that.
Can I throw something in?
Yeah, please do.
So when
rescue me.
So when I was thinking and praying through this program, this ministry, God gave me a verse that said, when you throw a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, and you will be blessed. And that's so true.
Thing.
It's a beautiful thing. You just don't realize how much that will affect you.
Yeah.
In addition to those that you're serving.
Oh, that's so great.
It was
wonderful. I love that.
And that actually kind of goes into, I've had a lot of people ask when they've looked at this facility that we're looking at building, and there's two fronts to it. They'll say, well, one, do you really need that much space? And then two, do you need to spend that much money? The project itself, and it's that it will be almost $6 million. And I've responded, and this is, I've thought about that for a long time, and what I believe with all my heart is that could we do some of it cheaper? 100%. Could we cut some of it out? 100%. But aside from the volunteers that I mentioned earlier that have that opportunity to volunteer anywhere else, every student that comes through our door is in need of something. And that could be a physical need, an emotional need. They have something, they're hurting in some way. And we have the opportunity to create an environment that is so welcoming and is so unlike anything else that they experience through their days, that I want them, as the board president, I'm saying that I want that they walk into that facility and they say, I'm home. They walk in and say they thought about every need I could possibly have when they walk. When the veterans go into their veterans community, their veterans room, I want them to literally go, they thought about me. When our volunteers walk into our barn to help clean the stalls, and it's beautiful, and it's, I want them to say, wow, they gave me a space to put my stuff. Yeah. They thought of me. So yeah, we did make decisions, but they were very intentional because we wanted them, both our volunteers and our clients, to walk in and say, I'm home.
So a question that I thought about a while ago and forgot since, so let me come back to that. You do have some large donors. You mentioned some large donors that have given a lot of money, but there's many, many people who are small donors. And there are a variety of programs. I remember seeing this on your website. Can you tell me about some of the programs that you have for people to give to sponsor a horse or to sponsor feed, or I don't know the programs. Tell me about them.
Well, there's so many different ways. I mean, certainly we have our horse sponsorship, which is very popular with a lot of donors. It's we put a $1,200 price tag, $100 a month essentially.
Okay.
And to emphasize, first of all, $1,200 a month does not take care of a horse. It helps take care of a horse.
Right.
I think last year our horse expense for our 17, 18 horses that we had was $32,000, 30 plus, something like that. So the sponsorship for Horse for a Year, they can either pay for it all at once or $100 a month. They get a little message from their horse every quarter, and
nice.
It might be a card or something like that.
Nice.
But even $600, they can do a half-year sponsor, and some of them just do rent. You can put that money towards any specific cause. We had our barn cat, for example, that needed some significant vet care, and he was a great barn cat. And if you have a barn, you need a good cat. And so donors actually covered his vet costs. So we also have people who will donate in-kind items, too. So it's not just the monetary. Donating hay, for example. Hay is a huge cost for our programs. So there's
farmers are donating hay?
We've had
hay
donate, absolutely.
That's cool.
So there's so many different ways to contribute. And it's really important to your point. Yes, those large donors are critical for the success of our program, but they're only successful because they're coupled with those hundreds of smaller donations, whether in kind or actual monetary donation. We have people who monthly donate $5 a month. But that adds up and pays, and
that's why we
are here after 23
Excellent.
Years.
Excellent. Any donor, get on to shiningstarstr.org and find out about that. and be part of this incredible program, whether they're large or small donors, right?
Absolutely.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, thank you for sharing this. Anything else you want to share that I didn't ask the right question for yet?
No, I think you covered us pretty good, but I one of our mottos is we give families and the participants, because we incorporate all, the therapy they need on the horses they love or with the horses they love.
So, when you started this, Brandy, did you see it getting this big?
Not to the facility that Pam is.
$6 million facility.
But I knew that there was a need in our community.
You ever tempted to come back just to be in that facility?
Oh, I was tempted never to leave.
Well, that's a temptation you should have yielded to, I think.
I think God had other ideas for us.
Yeah. Well, all right. All right. Well, thank you both. Thank you for being here for the.
Thank you for having
us. Tell us about the ministry. I really appreciate it. And I hope this program becomes something that lots of people use and connect with. And thank you to Community Media for making this a possible, the open house program, making it possible for us. Have a good day, you guys.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
God bless you.
It's not funny.
Our son, Grayson, was diagnosed at birth with septo-optic dysplasia with agenesis of the corpus callosum, which affects his cognitive abilities and, you know, his development. We first found out about Shining Stars through early intervention for special needs children. It was his physical therapist. She suggested Shining Stars to help continue with the physical therapy aspect of things. When we first started, he was refusing to do stuff.
Seemed to have come to a standstill, which, you know, honestly happens from time to time, and that's when, you know, any little advancement is a really big deal.
My name is Rachel Stoner, and I am the program director here at Shining Stars. The really special thing about equine therapy, specifically the therapeutic riding, is that the horse's movement is three-dimensional. Whenever they walk, they move forward and backward, side to side, and up and down. So whenever you're riding a horse, you are getting that three-dimensional movement and using the same muscles as if you were walking on your own. For some of our young students that need to develop core and leg strength to begin to walk, the motion of the horse is a very unique way to do that.
It was really a little bit of a launch pad to get him to progress with the therapies in general. When Grayson started the program, he could hardly even sit upright on the horse. And now, if you let him go, he'll walk on his own for as long as he can.
We work with kids that don't have the opportunity to participate in other extracurricular activities, and this gives them something to look forward to and enjoy.
Sometimes Grayson doesn't necessarily want to participate in therapy, depending on his mood for the day and how tired he is. But with the Shining Stars program, you know, he's riding a horse. So whether he's in a bad mood or not, or tired or what have you, you know, he's riding a horse and he's excited and happy about it and still getting the workout without really knowing it.
For him, it's fun.
Once they see that they can ride, and I tell them so often, you just told a 900-pound horse what you wanted them to do, and they listened to you.
The volunteers are fantastic. They really care about what they're doing.
We would absolutely recommend Shining Stars. It's made a huge difference.
Shining Stars exists to embrace our community with hope and unconditional love by serving individuals with special needs in order to build confidence, strength, and achieve goals. Here at Shining Stars, families get the therapy they need from the horses they love.